But being that way you've been with me is not the way a friend should be. I don't care if you don't like how I've been handling things. You should not sit here and be the way you've been to me. It's not your fault. It doesn't even matter whose fault it is. I don't expose my tears to people on a daily basis. I'm a shy person. This is a very rare occasion. Sonny, I am so surprised at you. How could you do this? Whether you are ready for it or not, what does it have to do with friendship? It's just a freaking game for crying out loud! Don't be hypocritical on me. If it's such a game, then you shouldn't even care what I do. You shouldn't just sit here and act like this entire thing is a big role-playing thing. I'm sorry, friendships are not role-playing. They're real. There are people on the other sides of computers, and I don't care what anyone says about it. Sonny, you did not want to talk to me for a whole week or more. Oh, what am I supposed to sit here? Wait 20 years before I talk to you? It was something that you did, and I have not said it yet. Because I want to protect someone for it. I know something of what you did just today. And I don't need to say it. But I am very surprised that you did that. I'm very surprised. Yes, I have a life too. And that is why I have not been working very much for the past 2 weeks. You don't think I value friendships, Salia? I have been concerned for the longest time.
Damn it, don't anger me! Son of a bitch!
Bad to you, Salia. I simply told you that night that I did not need the opinion of the council on a decision that I made. I did not mean to insult you or anybody else. You do not need to sit here and say that I was an ass, okay? Papa. Right now, I'm just sitting here, and I don't seem to care what anybody hears of me. I just don't care right now. Care for people. You shouldn't just sit here and just think nothing of anything. I can't believe how you were with Rady. Rady can't even believe how you were. How you just didn't say anything to her when something happened to her. I just don't understand how you do this to people. What is it? Do you only care for spiders or something? That you would care how I was feeling. And you would care that I was tired that night, instead of sitting here and being the way you were with me. That's why you were on the council. I had a very high respect for you, the way you think, and the decisions you make. And you sit here, and just because I couldn't live up to your expectations, you sit here and completely deny me.
What happens from separating friendship from business? Aha!
With the way I'm being right now. So, I don't, okay, I'm just going to say this because I probably was out of line by firing both Lycia and the game. Because, okay, look, I'm just a human being. Okay? So I can't just sit here and be the perfect person for everybody, okay? I sit here and I think I have friends that I can trust. I don't care what other people say or think. I just want to have some people who I can trust with this. Apparently I can't trust anybody at all, and it proves to me how much I don't trust anybody. I can't believe this. I do have some business things against Lycia and against the game, but this whole situation here has merely done nothing but enhanced it all. Okay? at separating personal and business. But I'm sorry, but I am not perfect. I am not. I am going to mess up with something one day, and I'm sure that I have already. But I know that I care, that I do the right thing. Is that I did not defend the game or Lycia because of what they mean to me. In fact, I did not even like the game a long time ago. So I cannot just say it because I hired him because I liked him or whatever. But with Lycia, she was on the prospect list before I even was close to her at all. And I am making my decisions only according to what I feel is right. And I don't want to jump to conclusions without knowing everything. And for a long time, and I have tried to get away from Grail and everything because of it. But everyone keeps pushing me, and pushing me, and pushing me, and pushing me over and over and over. This is why I go invisible on ICQ. It's because I want to be left alone when I am not on duty. I want to be left alone. I want to deal with it when it's time for me to deal with it. I don't want my life invaded every single minute of my life. I have this thing where I feel responsible that I don't want to ignore anybody. I know I've been doing it lately. I mean, I haven't put anybody on ignore, but I've been ignoring people, but it makes me feel so damn guilty. Kali is a guy? How come Kali hasn't been talking? Oh. Mr. Hack likes me. Kali likes me. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. Asked to be a GP. Dandarian pushed it in my face. I was hesitant to respond, to accept. Eventually I accepted because, not because I wanted power or anything even close to that, but rather because I cared which direction Grail was going. And then I remember when I was being promoted to captain a little while later. Sally got jealous. I felt bad that she wasn't picked. I don't know why she wasn't picked. I didn't deserve it. She deserved it. But it took me a week or more to finally accept to be a captain. I'm always hesitant with my choices. And finally, he got fed up with it all. He couldn't handle his position anymore. And for his sake, and for Grail's, I accepted to be the chief. Even though I knew how hard it would be, I've always known how hard each of these positions would be. Gondarian knows the truth about me. Sully was the best GP back then. I accepted the position, and I lost the respect of a lot of people for accepting that position. I knew I would. I didn't think I'd lose close friends for it.
Corporate last time.
Sally, why do you think I put you as a counselor? For the hell of it? Don't you understand?
Was a trial for me.
It was never existed before. I made it up. I have a lot of things to, you know, experience and, you know, practice and, you know, get used to. I'm not going to just suddenly be the best chief there ever was. It is a game, which is why I want to understand why people care so much. Just sit here and bash me for what I do. I mean, even to sit here and lose a friend because of my decisions or because of how I handle business, I'm sorry, but yes, it is just a game. So why lose a friendship not 22, I'm 23. I did not make rules. Vangel made the rules. I cannot just sit here and make new rules for the game. Vangel made quite a few of the rules. And you can't just sit here and blame me for everything that has ever happened. The only thing I am in control of is the police department and the rules that happen with of how they handle things. I can't just sit here and make new rules. I can only handle how they are supposed to do their job, but I can't make new rules for them to go by. I have to go through people if they have to deal with new kinds of punishments and stuff. But the cussing rule and all that kind of stuff was made by Vangel, and I merely enforce it. And that is my job, to enforce the rules. Did not like people idling. He disconnects people. I have not disconnected people. I mean, I think I've disconnected one or two people for idling. But I rarely do that. And I've done it only because other staff members have done it who are higher than me. The raping rule was not by me either. That was by Vangel and by Unix Mad. Unix Mad was very angry that someone tried to rape him. Okay?
It's not Galen. It's Galen. Galen. He's even told us it's Galen. I thought it was Galen.
Galen. Fucking American rape me in my ass for, raping or be banned.
Shut up, Scorp.
By the way, for those of you who have just gotten here, me and Lycia have both been fired.
Actually, Lycia and the game are not fired for right now. I'll handle this later when I'm feeling better. And then I'll fire when... Never mind, you guys play victim and stupid idiot now. Stupid idiot now. Stupid idiot now. Stupid idiot now.